finally some good news from Rockhampton's flood emergency. There are far fewer houses flooded than first thought. Emergency services have revised the number down from 400 to 150. Authorities are hoping the worst may now be over, but the city will be living with the water for several more days yet. And better news too for St George's beleaguered residents. The flood there is now expected to peak below 14 metres. The Prime Minister will visit Western Australia's flooded Gascoyne region today. The area is battling its second flood in 3 weeks. About 180 people have left their homes and entire banana plantations are now ruined. And severe floods in Brazil have killed at least 35 people and forced more than 30,000 to flee their homes. In one city, a family of four died when a mudslide triggered by the downpour engulfed their house. A Gold Coast company has been charged over the death of one of its insulation installers. Michael Sweeney was electrocuted almost a year ago while installing foil insulation in a home near Cairns. Titan Insulations is charged with failing to conduct its business safely. And China is thinking about a new law that will force people to visit their aged parents. Nearly 170 million Chinese are over the age of 60, and with the economy booming, the growing pressures of work are loosening traditional family ties. A government official says the new law would allow elderly people to go to court and claim the right to be looked after.